neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Pasuk says, "Vayichan ha'am neged ha'har." So when Am Yisrael arrived at Mamad HaSinai, since they encamped as a singular. So here Rashi HaKadosh says that at this moment they were counted as one individual. But at other occasions, within 40 years, this circumstances never happened. Because they were always had the disagreement and argument and machloret. So another question is, what happened now? Why now you had such a unity? But later on, within 40 years, such a thing did not happen. So the first question is, why such a term has been used? Vayichan, you should say, higiu, they arrived, or they stood, as it says, vayitzavu. What is vayichan teaching us? Chanaya means, are they encamped? Machane. Instead of saying Vayachanu, it says Vayachan. So like 5 million people, they had the status of an individual, a singular person. So now in Vayachan you see Hen. Hen means favor. Hen? No. Misah Hen. That means to find favor in somebody's eye. So like Noah, it says Noah Masah Hen. So here we see the reason that this term that has been used, for some reason they had such a favor in the eyes of one another. So what happened that they found such a favor in the eyes of one another? So just imagine that somebody's child is making noise, and at the same time somebody else is disturbing. Which one you get angry more at, your child or the other one? Yeah, your child, right. Which one? The other one? Yes, why? Why?
Child, you tolerate other people, you're not gonna.
Why? Why do you cope with your child and not the others?
Selfish.
Why?
Selfishness. Love.
Sorry?
Love. Selfishness.
And so the other one is just ready to punch him, right? You're ask him to leave. But the other one, it's just like you pretend that he's not making noise at all. Even the people, when they come to you and complain, what do you say?
What noise?
What are you talking about? It's from outside. Have you run into, you know, sometimes principal call the parents, you know, to the office about their kids, that he makes trouble in the classroom. You know what the parents say? Hashem Yerachem. You talking about our kids? What are you talking about? What is wrong with you? But why is it like this? Because no matter what, the parent cannot find any blemish, doesn't accept any wrongdoing in his child, because he has favor in the eyes of the parents automatically, no matter what he does. Here it's very interesting. It says that Vayisa'u Merafidim, and then he came to Midbar Sinai, Vayichana'am Negedah. What is Merafidim means? Ripui. Ripui means lax. Ripui means Tabolat. Right. Sholowel, they call it. Rafidim means Ripui. Yes, but the shortage of the repidim is something that is not stable. Never heard this term?
Rafui.
Rafui, yes. So why this term, this place has mentioned? It says Vayis'u merafidim. They moved out from instability. So here we see that the contingency that you find favor in others, people, that people define favor in your eyes, you have to move out from ripui. Yeah. That means as long as you see ripayon in other people, you see shortcoming on other people, you can never begin to like them. As long as you don't accept, even though that maybe he's not perfect, but he has some qualities, you would never even begin to like him. So why you love your kids unconditionally? Why? Because you love yourself. Because if you don't credit your kid, that means you blemished
yourself.
That's why the kids actually, they play like a business card. You know, people, they write everything on their business cards and it's not true. It's something like a kid. you know, exactly. So that's why he says, you know why they find favor in the eyes of one another? Because by his own merafidim.
They put that behind.
Exactly. If you're not able to do this, then you would not be able to create any affection, love toward other people. Because you always make him mayub. You know what that is? You always be expert to just tell him he's no good. He doesn't know what he's doing. He always makes trouble.
So what made him to have this special quality at this moment? What caused it?
When they came to Rafidim.
Yeah,
So when they, this is 50 days later almost. 50 days after coming out of Mitzrayim. So when they came to destiny, that was Har Sinai, so then they realized at this moment they going to be placed in a very, very important meeting. They had a meeting with Ribono Shel Olam. So at that moment, they realized that everyone has such an importance that he's called to meet with Ribono Shel Olam, as Moshe Abraham Shalom informed them. That about 6 more days, we have a meeting with Ribono Shel Olam.
They had to attend this right over there.
Amen. So now here, unfortunately, they forgot about this important warning, and this only happened once in 40 years. But Baruch Hashem, we found the solution. So now you have to start working on, you know, just ignore, deny all the wrongdoings that you see in other people that bother you, they make you headache, cause you trouble. You have to put this behind. You have to move on from this all refionot, all this lax attitude of people that they might unintentionally even that would cause you. And then you see how the unity and the achdut is going to come about. Hashem yizakenu v'adat achinam v'enam Yisrael v'adat Hashem v'skevi Yeshua.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.